So I invite you all to make yourselves comfortable as you allow your bodies to rest into your seats. And allow all the distractions of your day-to-day life to be left at the door. And come with an open heart and mind as we go on a journey together. In your mind's eye, see yourself as one member of a large group, all dressed and ready for a pilgrimage. Your pilgrimage has taken you across a great distance, and you have climbed as a group to the summit of a holy mountain. Here we await the dawn after a long night's vigil. In the half darkness, we can see the silhouette of our destination, the Temple School. It is a vast building with a great dome. It has an awesome atmosphere and is an ancient and sacred place. As the sun continues to rise and light the building, you see a magnificent facade. Its architecture is a beautiful incorporation from many great temples and sacred buildings from around the world. As we watch the sun illuminate the spires and towers of this temple school, a small door opens and a line of pilgrims step out. Their faces are radiant. We recognize them as fellow companions. The doorkeeper beckons us to enter as this group departs. As we enter one by one, the doorkeeper says something to each of us. What does he or she say to you? Once we are all inside, we gather in the great courtyard. There are pillars and arches, a great spiral staircase in the center, and a great floor covered with mosaics and symbols. Light comes in through stained glass windows which depict all the spiritual traditions of the world. We are taken downstairs and shown our rooms, which are very simple, with a bed, a table, and a chair. Lay out your things and put your journal on the table. After orienting ourselves, we go upstairs and assemble in the courtyard again. And from there, we are directed to the Temple School of Action, a large complex full of studios and workshops where you can work on any art or craft, from painting to pottery, tai chi to dance. Which mode of action do you choose? You find the place where your activity is undertaken, and an instructor is there who watches you as you perform to the limits of your skill, the action that you have chosen. The instructor tutors you about your mode of action, allows you to continue, continues to observe, stepping in where they feel you might need some guidance or suggestion. or perhaps to introduce a new element of the skill. What advice are you being given? At the end of the day, you feel exhausted and exhilarated. You return to your room and write in your journal. What stays in your mind to record in your journal? Complete your journal entry and you lie down to sleep and you dream a dream. What is your dream? Morning, you rise and join your companions in the refectory where you share breakfast together before going upstairs and gathering again in the great courtyard. Today we are directed to the School of Contemplation. Here there are private studios and libraries where the temple guides are holding lectures, private tutorials, and seminars helping us to extend our minds. What subject do you choose to devote this day to? You find the department which interests you, and you find a tutor who asks you to tell them all that you know on this subject. You contemplate the subject in silence for a moment before you begin speaking. The tutor listens with great attention, asking questions here and there, offering a new direction to go in. As the day draws to a close, you again feel exhausted and exhilarated. Your tutor offers you some feedback around their observation about how your mind works. And they introduce new concepts to help you expand your awareness. Thank you. And as you prepare to leave, they offer one last piece of advice on your attitude towards thought and contemplation. What is it that they advise? You retire to your bedroom and sit at the desk to write something in your journal that encapsulates your day. What are the highlights for you as you remember your day in the room or temple of contemplation? Finish recalling the day's activities in your journal and you lie down to sleep and you dream a dream. What is the dream? Morning, you dress and join your companions in the refectory for breakfast, and again gather upstairs in the great courtyard. Today you are led to the School of Devotion. Here you are shown various ways to cultivate the heart through silent meditation or communal singing and chanting, making sacred altars and other forms of devotion. You select the mode that you are drawn to. Assigned a tutor who watches you very carefully as you practice your art of devotion. At the end of the day, they give you a penetrating insight on your attitude towards devotion. And they teach you how to focus your heart so that it takes you up into a state of ecstasy. You retire to your room and again find yourself in front of your journal. What do you capture in writing in your journal this time after a day in the temple of devotion? Finish your journal entry and you lie down to sleep, and again you dream a dream. What is your dream? Morning, you rise, gather with your companions in the refectory, have a bite to eat, and once again find yourself in the great courtyard. Everyone is in a heightened state and seems to be more awake. You gather in a circle around the base of the great spiral staircase leading to the upper levels of the temple school. One by one, each name is called to ascend to the next level. Your name is called. You rise up the staircase and find yourself in a vast chamber filled with every species of nature, all the minerals, plants and animals are represented in this living panorama. The space is vast, and you wander around and observe the seasons of nature pass before you, and you recognize the great vegetable cycle of life, death, and rebirth. How does it feel to be in the midst of nature? Called again, and you find a stairway and ascend to the next floor. Here there is quite a different atmosphere. The whole history of humanity is set out in a great exhibition, recording the history of the most savage to the state of most civilized. There are examples of art, science, religion, politics, philosophy, exhibits that reveal both the light and the shadow sides of humanity. You ponder these masterpieces of human achievement, as well as the depths of evil that people can sink to. Thank you. exhibit raises the issue of free will in your mind, and you ponder the effects of free will on the history of humanity. Your name is called again, and you find the stairway to rise up to the next floor, and you find yourself in the heart of a courtroom, the courtroom of your soul. There you are met by your inner teacher, who is interested in the state of your soul. This wise one nods at you with welcome and approval. What do they look like? Suddenly, two people emerge from each side of the court. The one on the left is the advocate of justice, and they begin to read an account aware of where you have wronged others and yourself, where you have been undisciplined and lacked mercy, and where you have been shown good judgment and established healthy boundaries for yourself. Then the advocate on the right comes to you, present all the good, fine, and honorable things that you have done, expressing love, compassion, and mercy, and where you have been somewhat selfish or unkind, as they recount your life in the same way as their companion. Advocates then retire, and you discuss with your wise teacher what has been said. The wise one has many insights into your soul. There's one main theme that rises out of this discussion. Based on this theme, together, the two of you formulate a question, which you will be given an opportunity to ask of the Holy One later. Guide leads you out of this courtroom and up to another level into the great chamber of the spirit, which is under the great dome of the temple school. The walls of the chamber are covered with cosmic symbols and images of archangels. Look around you. What do you see? In the center of the floor is a golden disc. The wise one guides you to this central point where you stand looking up at the inside of the dome, which is a deep blue and studded with stars. At the apex of the dome is a dark aperture, the entry point into the highest level of the temple school, its Holy of Holies. As you stand on the golden disc, the room feels like it's expanding. A gentle breeze touches your face as the walls begin to dissolve and open out. The cosmic images come alive and the archangelic beings begin to move. You hear the sound of the celestial seers. Aware that there is a great lightness in your being, and you begin to float up, borne on unseen wings. You rise higher and higher until you pass through the black hole of knowledge into the radiant realm of light. You are in the world of the divine. Allow the light to permeate through your whole being as you bask in the presence of the Holy One. You recall the question that you formulated with your guide in the courtroom, and you bring that question forward and present it to the Holy One and listen for an answer. Far in the distance, you hear the voice of your teachers calling you to return. You begin to descend out of the presence of the Holy One, back through the aperture in the dome. You float gently down the shaft of light as the walls in the chamber begin to solidify again. The cosmic images freeze, and the music of the spheres fades. As your feet touch down on the golden disc, teacher bids you to come, and you withdraw from the chamber of spirit and enter back into the chamber of the soul, where you discuss the answer to your question, and your inner teacher gives you a vital piece of advice. Hold this interaction deep within your heart as you express your appreciation to your teacher and leave them as you descend back into the hall of human evolution, back down into the hall of nature, and all the way down the great spiral staircase to the courtyard. Retire to your room to ponder your experiences. Across the course of these days, you have learned the arts of action, contemplation, and devotion. You have pondered nature and human nature. Learn something about your soul. You've experienced the world of spirit and been in the presence of the Holy One. Pack your belongings for your journey home and gather with your group. As you go through the gate and pass by the gatekeeper, they give you something. What do they give you? As you exit out through the gate, there is a group of pilgrims waiting to go in. They notice your radiant faces. As you move away from the temple school, all of your companions go on their own way, back to their own countries, back to their own homes. You return home with your knowledge, experience, and the gift from the gatekeeper. And as you hold all that has happened dear in your heart, you return now fully to your bodies, becoming aware again of your weight. As you sit in your seats, feeling the inhale and exhale of your breathing, as you are aware of life pulsing through your body, return fully to this time and this place, and in your own time, open your eyes.